Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. There's trouble at Border City. Come on, Silver. Forward!
Border City, located a few miles from the Rio Grande, was a rendezvous for men from two nations. The cafe was gay each night with music and dancing and the singing of Lolita.
Hello, Juan.
Hey.
Hello, Pedro.
Hey, come dance with me, Lolita.
Oh, no, not now. By and by, come and dance with you.
Hey, Lolita, ain't your time to say hello to me?
Oh, by and by, Jim. I come back.
Lolita, the toast of Texas Jack's Cafe, threaded her way among the tables until she reached the end of the bar. Her voice fell almost to a whisper.
You sent for me, Baldy?
Yeah, I signaled for you to get over here. Did Tex speak to you about anything in particular?
Tonight?
Yeah.
He said he does not like the way certain things are going.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say what things he meant, did he?
He did not need to say. I knew what he meant. Baldy!
I'll get it. Brush to the floor and stomp on it.
Oh, every time I see a spider of any sort, I tremble.
Yeah, that one was just an ordinary spider. It wasn't no tarantula.
See?
As I was saying, there's been three men die here. Each of them in the same situation.
I know about that situation, Baldy. It is not to tell me about that you sent for me.
No, you're right. There's a man here. He's that tall gent standing at the other end of the bar, drinking water. You go there and talk to him. I reckon maybe he'll give you a sign of some sort.
Oh. Yes, I will go at once.
What's the matter, Baldy? Don't you like spiders? You sure stand on that one?
Senor. My name is Lolita.
Oh, good evening, Lolita.
You look as if you had traveled far and fast, without much sleep.
Perhaps I have. The last time I slept was 2 days ago, in the Padre's mission.
The Padre? North of here?
Yes, 2 days' ride.
What are you doing? You make marks in the wet place on the bar.
Well, now from here we draw four crooked legs, and four crooked legs from the other side of the body.
Tarantula.
Have you seen a picture like this?
Senor, it is not safe to speak. There may be a dozen of the gang in this room.
Yes, I know.
The good padre sent you here.
I reckon I learned more about tarantulas.
Upstairs, in the room in the back. A man is there awaiting you. It is he who was once sheriff, Dan Martin.
Dan Martin? Has he returned to Border City?
Yes, in the hope of killing spiders, tarantulas. Oh, amigo, I am so glad you come. Dan Martin has waited for days on end. He dared not leave his room for fear he would be murdered before he could tell the one man he could trust about tarantulas. But you wear no mask.
I came disguised, Lolita. I'll go upstairs. Martin. Dan Martin. I want to speak to you. Dan. Dead. So they got you, Dan. Well, they'll pay for it. They'll pay in...
Oh, my hand!
I want you.
No. Let me go. Let go of me.
Don't try to knife a man in the back when he's looking into a mirror.
Wait. Let me talk.
You talk outside. First, I'll lock the door.
Now, this way.
No, no.
Right out this window. Hello.
Yes.
I'm dropping something for you. Hang on to it.
No, no, please don't. Put me down. Put me down.
Here he comes. I'll be right after him.
Smash the door. Now, wait up a second, men. All together, we'll smash her.
Hey, what was that shooting?
Look, Dan Martin's dead.
Oh, no, no, no. It cannot be.
Oh, the killer must have got out that window.
Come on, after him.
Come on, then. Hurry, go with that white horse.
You run, sir.
Come on, boys, outside.
We gotta get that killer. Come on,
wait,
boys.
Sir. Hold on, Lydia.
Oh, Baldy, it cannot be.
Now, take it easy. I want to speak to you. Who was that man you was talking to?
He came from the Padre. He identified himself. There could be no mistake. I told him Dan Martin was here.
Well, it looks like you told the wrong man.
Baldy, is it certain that Dan Martin is dead?
I guess there's no doubt about that.
Oh, but take a look. Make sure, Baldy. Make sure he is really beyond all help.
He is. There's a knife that did it. Right here on the floor.
It has been broken. A bullet.
Mm-hmm. That accounts for the shot. I reckon that hombre... No, drat it. That don't make sense. Why would he take a shot at the knife after he'd used it? I thought maybe he wanted to shoot away the tarantula picture on the handle. But he needn't have tried shooting it away. All he'd had to do was take the knife along with him.
Baldy, there was someone else in the room. I am sure of it.
Yeah? How'd you know, Lolita?
Because, Baldy, I am sure I heard someone cry out as we stood outside the door. You remember?
I couldn't hear much of anything above the noise everyone was making.
I'm sure I did. And then when we saw the white horse... Did it not look as if there were two men riding it?
Well, maybe so, but being dark, I couldn't tell.
And Baldy, that tall man did call his horse Silver. I am sure there was someone else here.
Wait, I hear someone coming upstairs.
Yes, he walks like Texas Jack.
That's who it is.
They tell me Dan Martin got it.
That's right, boss.
Poor Dan. Too bad. Who did it?
We do not know Texas Jack, but it was not the one who came from the Padre.
Knifed, huh? Let me see that knife.
Here it is, boss. Just like the others. It's got a picture of a tarantula on the handle.
Well, what happened to this blade?
A bullet hit it.
A bullet fired by the Lone Ranger.
Oh, I see.
He got out through that window, boss, and took someone with him. I figure he made off with the critter that got poor Dan Martin.
Only it's getting worse all the time. This here tarantula gang is out for big money, and it's working on both sides of the border.
Well, now the Lone Ranger's on hand, boss. I figure he'll find some way to get information out of that coyote captured. By Juniper, he can't smash the tarantulas, and nobody can.
You talk to him, huh, Lolita?
Yes, Texas Jack.
Well, I know he don't care about money. But I'd be willing to spend any amount to do what he wants done if he can smash this gang. If you get the chance, you tell him so.
But money to him
is... I know. He don't care about it. But there's a lot of people that could be helped by money. Maybe he'd let me help people like that. As sort of a reward to him.
Boss?
Well...
I don't savvy why you're so anxious to see the gang busted up.
Main reason is they aren't busted, I will be. Here, look at this. It's the Ace of Spades with a picture of a tarantula drawn on it. With my name. That's a warning. And I know what it means.
The Lone Ranger, having taken the knife killer to a small camp in the woods... dropped him to the ground and then dismounted.
No one followed us this far, Tonto.
That right. No one know we here.
Now listen here.
What's your name?
They call me Buzz Hanford.
All right, Hanford. You know why I brought you here? Talk.
I will. I'll be glad to talk. Let me show you what I found in Dan's room. I know who you are. I knew it as soon as you shot the knife out of my hand. No one else would shoot that way.
What did you find in Dan's room?
This playing card. Ace of Spades. Maybe it's too dark, but I'll tell you what's on it. There's a picture of a spider, a tarantula. That means that Dan was marked for killing by that gang.
Tell me about the gang.
Well, I can't tell much, except that it's mighty strong. And Dan's the fourth to die inside of a week. Dan knew a lot about the gang. He was waiting to tell you what he knew. But you won't believe what I say.
Go on.
The knife, the one I had, was still in Dan when I went to his room. Heard you coming. I took the knife and hid. I knew I'd be suspicious of the murder if I was found with Dan. You rapped on the door... And then you came into the room.
Where were you when I rapped?
As soon as I heard you coming up the hall, I got back at the curtain near the bed.
Why didn't you answer the door and tell the truth of the situation?
I didn't know who was coming. I thought it might be the killer coming back again to make sure of his work or to get his knife.
Are you going to kill me?
Oh, what's the use of my talking? The truth don't sound straight. You'd never believe me if I said I wasn't going to kill you.
What were you going to do?
Point the knife against your back, make you walk out of the room, then lock the door and go out the window the way I got in. I climb up the tree outside the window.
Buzz, for the time being, I'll accept your story.
You will? Then listen. Dan wanted to speak to you. He was hoping he'd be spared long enough, but he knew he was a marked man. He wanted to tell you about the gang.
Did he know who was behind that gang?
I think he did. He knew one of the members.
You?
Yes, but you'll think I'm sending you on a wild goose chase. It sounds too doggone far-fetched.
Name him.
Listen, have you ever heard of Don Ricardo, the torero south of the border?
A torero?
Yes. He's made a name for himself in bullfights down south. He's a matador and a good one.
Yes, I've heard of him, but he hasn't been in it long.
No, he only got to be a matador a few weeks ago.
Is he a member of this gang?
He is.
I've heard that he's an American. He's supposed to be from Texas.
Him plenty big man, Mexico.
Where can I find him? You know that?
I'll tell you. On one condition.
Well, where is he?
Well, we'd go to him?
Yes, of course.
Wait, I said go to him, not after him. You savvy what I mean? I mean, I think he needs you. I don't know why, but I think he does. Now, look at this paper. Can you read it? Is there moonlight enough?
Just tell me what it says. Seems to be part of a letter.
It's the start of a letter. It was being written by Dan Martin when he was knifed in the back. He says, "Dear son Dick, I'm hoping to send the Lone Ranger." That's all it says. Here's the envelope he had ready for it. Ricardo, Don Ricardo, is Dan Martin's boy.
I see.
Here, take this envelope. Dick's address is on it.
Good.
He's in San...
What happened?
My back.
Him hurt bad.
Here, Tonto, put him on the ground. What happened to him, Kumasabi?
Let me take a look.
A knife. Just like the one that killed Dan Martin.
Him dead.
The man who threw this knife can't be far. Here, Silver. Pretty big fella. Come on, Silver.
For an hour, the masked man searched the woods for a sign of the man who had thrown the murder knife. Buzz beyond help was then carried into Border City. In daylight, the Lone Ranger and Tonto examined the ground on all sides of their small camp, looking for footprints of the killer.
Plenty big mystery.
No one could throw a knife as hard as that one was thrown without coming close to our camp, Tonto. Yet neither Scout nor Silver gave warning of any sort.
And no footprint near camp.
This makes two murders since we came.
And plenty other before we come.
Otto, I wonder if that blade was meant for Buzz.
You think maybe blade meant for you?
Remember the death card? The Ace of Spades? Buzz said the victims of this tarantula received that card.
That right?
Buzz handed me an envelope with the address of Don Ricardo or Dick Martin. Inside the envelope, there was just such a card. Here it is.
That card one Buzz took from Martin.
I wonder.
What we do, Kemosabe? Go back, look round Border City for killer?
No, Kemosabe. We're going to cross the border and meet Dan Martin's son. Come on.
Be ready. Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Ricardo, the tarantula gang is after him. There are here two members of the gang.
Are the two men talking to Ricardo members of the gang?
I'm sure of it.
Don't get hard to handle, Ricardo. Don Ricardo, because we still have your paw, we can do a lot of damage to him.
Scanlon, you made a fortune down here in Mexico. I can't help you rob the governor himself.
You can't, eh? Why not?
Because I can't. I won't do it.
Getting hard to handle, eh? Now listen, you young upstart. Being the matador you are, you can go into any home in the state and be right welcome. You're going to get an invite to the governor's home and then tell us how we can rob the place, savvy? If you don't, we kill your old man. Remember, we've got plenty of members of our gang in Texas. Folks are getting downright scared of the tarantula.
Scanlon is the leader from Texas Jags.
Oh, this is the celebrated Don Ricardo. Senor, all who are here are friends of the host, so introductions are not necessary, eh?
Oh,
My name is Lolita. You will dance with me?
Don Ricardo don't dance.
I'd be pleased to dance, Senorita. The honor is mine.
Oh, good. We go, eh?
Right, we've got to do something. That girl telling the old man's been killed.
Yeah, she knows who he is. I bet Texas Jack sent her here to tell the kid. And I think Texas Jack suspected us of being in the tarantula gang for some time.
Hey, look. You look at him. She didn't lose no time telling him.
Get ready for him. He's coming back.
Yeah, mad too.
Why, you dirty rats. I found out.
Found out what?
That girl told me Dan Martin had been murdered. And by the tarantula. That means I don't have to work for you any longer.
Well, what are you aiming to do? You talk and you'll be in as deep as we are. Remember, you helped on everything we did.
I don't mind about myself. I'm going to tell all I know.
Later that night.
Amigo, I came as soon as I could.
Have you learned anything, Lolita?
So little it is hardly worth telling.
Did you find out how those men kill?
With the knife. A tarantula knife.
Yes, but how do they use it?
That I do not know, senor. But I am afraid for Don Ricardo.
He decided that he wouldn't tell about those men until after the bullfight.
I know. And he will not be alive after the fight.
Yes, Tano was guarding him. He went to bed early.
Oh, si, senor. There will be no harm to him before the fight. I am sure of that.
Why?
Those two, Scanlon and the other, are betting that Don Ricardo does not kill the bull.
I see. That means that he will get into the fight.
Si. He will start the fight.
What can they do to him during the fight?
I do not know. Oh, senor, you must protect him. I do not want him hurt. He is not bad. He was forced to help those men. He thought his father would be killed if he refused to help them.
He tells all he knows, the governor may be lenient with him.
He's going to tell all he knows. He will do so as soon as the fight is ended.
We must make sure he does.
Scanlon and Red made no attempt to injure the young matador. Through the night, Tonto watched. And the next morning, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Ricardo's other friends stayed close. The hour for the bullfight drew near. The crowd assembled in the ring. There were two fights before Ricardo made his first appearance. Ricardo's first bull was an easy one that he handled quickly. Then two more fights before the big fight of the day, the fight that thousands had come to see. In a shady spot behind the stands close to Don Ricardo's dressing room,
Scanlon and Red are in the stands, Tonto. They can't possibly get at Ricardo now.
Maybe them shoot him.
I don't know. We'll have to be on watch. He certainly won't let him tell what he knows about them.
That's right.
Wait, Lolita.
Senor, I saw him in the dressing room. He's all right.
Are you sure?
There was water sent him.
Water?
I tasted it first. I wanted him not to drink it. I drank all of it. Ricardo, he will be all right.
But you...
Don't let them shoot him. Watch Ricardo, my friend.
Otto, get the doctor. The leader has taken poison. It was meant for Don Ricardo.
The first two parts of the fight were well worth seeing by those who admired the work of the toreros. The bull was all that had been expected, a savage, fighting, raging fury of a beast weighing over half a ton. In their seats in the first row, Scanlon and Red were dressed in native costumes with blankets over one shoulder. Blankets that concealed the means of sudden death.
Second part's almost over with now, Scanlon.
Yep. The third part is where the matador can have to finish the thing. That's where Ricardo gets
here. I don't know much about these bullfights.
Well, I know this much. He has to wave out the letter to get the bull's attention. Then he sort of holds the head of the critter close to the ground by waving the flag. Reaches over the horns with the sword.
Oh, see? I savvy.
He's got to put the sword in that hump on the back. That's where he has to be wide awake and fast on his feet. And Ricardo won't be.
Between the second and the last parts of the fight, Don Ricardo advanced and stood before the governor, to whom he dedicated the bull. Then there were cheers as the final scene was about to begin.
He didn't look drugged to me.
I think hold any second now.
What if it don't? You think we could kill him and get out of here alive?
We'll have to take a chance. If he talks, we'll hang.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of excitement if folks milling around as soon as he's shot. Then we'll make our getaway.
There they go.
Never had Mexico seen a fight like this. Don Ricardo was lightning fast. He went through the routine of passes with a flag with such precision that the sharp horns of the angry beast came within an inch of his chest. He handled his muleta in a way that brought the enthusiastic crowd screaming to its feet.
Something went wrong. That drug didn't affect him a doggone bit.
But it should have.
Look.
Get ready for the kill. Let the critter watch it up you later. No.
If only the bull would jerk its head now.
He's got it. We lost our bet.
Scanlon, we gotta shoot him. Look, he's walking to the governor's seat. Now he's gonna tell all about us.
Senor! Senor Governor!
Oh, Ricardo! Excellente!
Senor! There's something I must say. A confession I must make. I'm not what I prepared to be. For some time, the people in this state...
Scanlon, partly concealed by the blanket Red held, brought a weapon from beneath his own blanket. It was a crossbow. A strong bow was taut, and in the groove along the rifle-like stock was one of the same kind of knives the Lone Ranger had found. A deadly weapon that could be aimed accurately.
Don Ricardo, what are you saying? You, the greatest matador of Mexico. Not what you appear, what do you mean?
And then, from the gate came a clatter of hoofs, a flash of white, a ringing cry. The Lone Ranger, face mask, a lariat swinging over his head, raced toward the seat to stride the mighty Silver.
Hey, what's this?
Come on, Silver!
Now let go and cut!
Stop! Hoof dropped over Red and Scanlon. The rope jerked tight. Silver charged on, dragging the two over the edge of the ring and into the arena itself. They sprawled there, roped together. People stared. Don Ricardo cried.
Those are the men! Those are the two who call themselves tarantulas.
They were about to kill Don Ricardo, so he couldn't reveal them. There's their weapon, the crossbow.
Crossbow?
They shot those knives from it. That's how they could kill with a knife at a great distance.
And you, amigo, you capture them.
Don Ricardo defied them. He will tell you all about them now. Come on, Silver.
In the cool shade behind the stands, Lolita slept a blanket. The masked man rode up, dismounted.
Steady, Silver. Steady, big fella. The doctor say, Tonto.
Girl'll be all right when drug wear off.
Good. We'll have to get away before the crowd comes out. Call Scout. We'll get after the tarantulas in Texas.
Yes, Scout. Scout, you come.
Brave girl, Lolita. We may meet again.
Be ready, Kimasabi.
All right, Tonto. Steady, Silver.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up. Count. I on, Silver. Fire!
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.